Coming up on The View. Take my wife, please. As Senator Bob Menendez prepares for his day in court on corruption charges, do unsealed documents show he plans to put the blame on his wife, Nadine? Then, ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z is turning you on to the power of us with her view of the hottest topics on the planet. Plus, Billions and House of Cards star Corey Stoll talks about taking appropriate action on Broadway. And an all-new View Your Deal. Here come Hot Topics with Whoopi, Sarah Haynes, Anna Navarro, Joy Behar, Sunny Hostin, and Alyssa Farah Griffin. Now, let's get things started.
To The View. So, Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat, and his wife Nadine are facing separate trials on corruption charges that they accepted cash, gold bars, and a luxury car in exchange for political favors. See, it's on both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More on theirs, but still. They both pleaded not guilty, but Bob Menendez's legal strategy could be she did it. He's blaming his wife. How do you like that? So how do you think the jury's going to deal with that when the guy starts saying the wife did it?
First of all, it's never going to happen because there's a marital communications privilege and a marital testimonial privilege. So, you know, you're really not going to be allowed to testify against your other spouse unless your spouse says, it's okay, just throw me under the bus and testify against me. Everyone that I've spoken to about this case, and I've actually read the legal papers, they're saying that she is going to invoke the marital privilege because she does not want him to testify against her. But what I can predict is that this marriage isn't going to fail. This marriage is not going to work out.
Is that in that brief?
It's not in the brief. It's just in here. They got married in 2020, and he wants to throw her under the bus. It's just not going to work out.
Why don't they have a mother and child provision like that? I would never testify against my child.
They should.
They could force you to talk about your own flesh and blood.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Well, does that apply, though, if she's being charged too? Because she's incriminated.
Separate trials,
so they cannot go against.
Nope.
So his trial begins.
But the marriage is over anyway.
His trial begins in a couple of weeks, I think, in 2 or 3 weeks. And look, and every time we talk about this, I always want to start by saying, I think I'm biased. I try to be objective, but I've known Bob Menendez for almost 30 years. Yeah. I've worked with him on countless issues: Cuba, Nicaragua, immigration, Central American free trade. This Menendez that I read about here just does not jive, does not square away with the man I've known for all of this time. It's hard for me to understand all of these facts. I went to him with 100 issues, with very rich clients. He never, ever did anything like this. And I will say this, and I don't excuse him, I don't justify him, because Bob is one of the smartest people in Congress. It's a low bar, but he really is one of the smartest people that I've worked with in Congress.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be more regulation of family members lobbying. Because it's not just Bob Menendez's wife, it's, you know, siblings, it's spouses, it's all of this thing. And they do have an advantage that other people don't have. And a lot of lobbying firms have them on the firm and they don't even work. They don't even show up. It's just have the names. The people of New Jersey are going to have a say on this. Bob has not said
if he's running again.
He's not running as a Democrat. He hasn't said if he's running as an independent. And I'll say this last thing. A lot of his friends, including me, when we saw this case, thought, this is not the Bob we know. Who is this woman and how has this happened? I mean, she suddenly showed up like in the middle of COVID saying that she didn't know he was a senator at an IHOP.
But that's
the thing. He didn't have the intent. He's saying, I didn't know what my wife was doing, which is why the marriage is over. But he's saying he didn't know.
Yes, but as a former very senior government official, we are literally sat down and briefed in SCIFs on the fact that we have information that's of value to America's allies and our adversaries, and you will be targeted. You will be given opportunities because people can profit and gain mm-hmm. off of information yeah. we have. If Justin had come up to me and been like, listen, I met some interesting Qataris and they could take us on a cool trip, I would have had the judgment to sniff that out in 2 seconds. Bob Anettis is incredibly smart. He knows what he was doing and he knows it was wrong. And the charges are serious. 18 criminal counts,
yeah.
conspiracy, obstruction of justice, violating, acting as a foreign agent, bribery, extortion, and so on. He knew what he was doing. I don't think he should still be in the Senate. He shouldn't still be getting classified briefings, and he shouldn't be on the Senate Foreign Relations
Committee. Maybe he should be Trump's vice president.
Well, and
he fits
in. By the way,
in he sure does.
In yeah. the pre-Trump era... In the pre-Trump era, there was a level of dignity in politics that if what you did distracted from your job and your constituency, you'd have the decency to step aside. And I'm surprised that Menendez doesn't have the decency to step
George
aside.
George Santos didn't step aside. No one
Yeah, but he was also... the thing. Whereas I would say that George Santos was feckless. He had no power. He was like a circus show. Bob Menendez
had a vote.
Yeah, but Bob Menendez is in some pretty big committees, and he's voting on foreign things. And this woman, which I know you mentioned that once before, Anna, because I know Alicia Menendez. I don't know her mother, but this woman, I know he's changed in that time, and I'm not blaming it on her. But she approached him at an IHOP mm-hmm. and sat down with them within
at
weeks
an
or
IHOP?
Months. Yes. Within a few weeks or months, they're having meetings with her Egyptian friends. So I do think people are the target of this sort of thing.
I do want to be careful blaming the women, though.
Not blaming the women,
yeah. And I know you're not, and either of you are. He'd been charged previously, and he did get off.
In 2015, yeah.
But he'd already had very similar charges that he was able to get by before he ever met this woman. So the fact that similar activity is taking
place... But I just mean she needs to be there, too.
I'm actually very familiar with that first case. I knew both of them. I knew Dr. Melgen, because he was always with Bob, and I knew... And, you know, I mean, Bob's a guy who's been in my house. I've been at his mom's funeral. I know him very well. And I think part of the reason that he hasn't been made to resign, that Schumer has enforced it, that his colleagues have enforced it, is because there is a reservoir of goodwill towards him mm-hmm. And respect towards him that there wasn't towards, like, a George Santos, for example. And also, I think it's because he's up for re-election now this November. And
right.
so it's not like he's got another 4 years to serve, right? And the case... is coming up now. This case, to me, feels different than the first case. And I did tell you, the first time I read about this case, I think Bob was completely smitten, enamored. He was a lone wolf for a long time. This happened during COVID. Again, I don't excuse him. He's a smart guy. He should have known better. He's not some stupid, gullible ingenue.
The gold bars are a giveaway, right?
The first time, it's shame on you. Second time, it's shame on me. In 2015, there was a close enough trial. If he's coming back knowing, oh, my gosh, I almost got caught, and he is so smart, dabbling in what he's dabbling in was dangerous, and it almost feels like he felt he was above
it. It feels to me like gold bars for a gold digger.
There are Democratic senators who've called for his resignation. Including John Fetterman.
Right.
So I think the senator who served multiple times should be stand on his own.
The difference with John Fetterman is that John Fetterman is new in the Senate, and so he probably doesn't have the collegiality and friendship and history with Menendez that most of the others do.
But if you have gold bars and you're like hiding them in your suit pockets and you're giving your wife a car and they have text messages, I'd say, like, collegiality aside, you've crossed over.
That's when the good old boys club gets in the way. We like him. He's such a nice guy. It's like, well, if he's committing crimes, it doesn't really matter.
Which is why I tell you that I feel like I know that I'm biased. I like the guy, and I keep hoping against hope that there's some reasonable explanation. I hope the truth comes out. You know, I read that Costco sells gold bars and they're sold out of them.
Really?
Yes.
I would
buy
those.
Gold bars.
No, I'm not. I don't know about
some gold bars from Costco.
They also sell Ozempic, I heard. What would you want, Ozempic or gold bars? Take the Ozempic. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Is it running on high? Is it drained or somewhere in between? Sometimes life gets so busy and we forget to check in with ourselves. With social gatherings picking up, it's easy to spread ourselves thin. I've been thinking a lot about finding the right balance. How much socializing is just right for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you're a social butterfly or someone who needs a bit more alone time. Therapy has been a game changer for many. It's not just about addressing major trauma. It's about gaining self-awareness, positive coping skills, and learning to set boundaries. It's about becoming the best version of yourself. So if you're considering therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. Take care of your social battery, and if therapy is on your mind, BetterHelp is here for you. Cheers to self-discovery and a healthier you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/view to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/view. Today's podcast is brought to you by Shopify. Ready to make the smartest choice for your business? Say hello to Shopify, the global commerce platform that makes selling a breeze. Whether you're starting your online shop, opening your first physical store, or hitting a million orders, Shopify is your growth partner. Sell everywhere with Shopify's all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system. Turn browsers into buyers with Shopify's best converting checkout, 36% better than other platforms. Effortlessly sell more with Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Did you know Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and supports global brands like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen? Join millions of successful entrepreneurs across 175 countries backed by Shopify's extensive support and help resources. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Start your success story today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/view. Put it all in lowercase. Go to shopify.com/view now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/view.
Today begins on Monday, April 22nd, and ABC News is kicking off a new series called The Power of Us, People, Climate, and Our Future. Here to tell about it is ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you. I love coming on Earth Day, close to it.
Yeah. So before we get to the reporting on Earth Week, I want to ask you about the solar eclipse, which we had 2 weeks ago. I missed it. I was at home watching. I was watching Netflix. I
didn't even... But we got the glasses, Joy.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not interested. I'm very unpoetic.
You're very grounded.
Well, I just, you know, look cloudy out. What am I going to look at?
That's why you need
the glasses. With the glasses, you could see it.
It was cool. Well,
anyway,
next time.
Anyway, you like the sun, anyways.
You were reporting on it live from Illinois, correct?
Yeah, in the path of totality. So we went for the big full show.
So
it was gorgeous.
And I read, and someone told me.
Wait, you're looking at it without the glasses.
Well, so in the path of totality is the only place you can.
Yeah.
Once it's. For those 4 minutes, and then you got to put the glasses back on.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
But
and so
I was
got
reading that you were very emotional about it. So what was I missing? Yeah. I missed something, because obviously
Well, you
I
were watching Netflix.
I know. What did I miss exactly? Was there, like, some kind of orgasm I was supposed to have?
Essentially, yes. And I think first, it's actually, I had a
lasted
delayed...
for 4 minutes.
Yeah, 4 full minutes.
That's pretty good.
Can you imagine you missed that? Tough to recreate.
I missed it too, and I'm not for this conversation. I'm having a lot of remorse and regret. 4 minutes?
Yeah.
4 minutes.
When is it coming back?
8 seconds. We could go to one in Montana in 20 years.
So what was so great about it to you?
Scientifically, that's during the event. It felt very much like when I started storm chasing when I was in college. And when I would see a tornado that wasn't hurting people and it was out there, the power of nature and what it can do. Like, I imagine that people that are sports fans, that's what it feels like. There's this real elation. Other people during the eclipse, Robin and Whit, people were crying. They were having full emotional breakdowns in a good way. Like, you feel very small. It puts you into perspective. I had a delayed emotional reaction. And it wasn't until 8 hours later on the airplane home, and I felt like an energy shift. That's what happens after 4 minutes of elation, apparently.
All right.
You were like on a like chasing tornadoes, like on Twitter, yes. like yeah. in a movie?
Yes, that's yeah. I was inspired. That's I loved meteorology and I never knew what I wanted to do with it. And then I saw when I was 16.
Like when you were a little girl, you said I want to be a meteorologist when I grow up.
Yeah,
she's been a
yeah,
I was eight forever.
Yeah. Wow. yeah, and I saw a water spout on Lake Michigan, and that's what turned me on to the science. And then. I knew I didn't want to be one of those people on TV talking about weather. That's really what I didn't want. I didn't know. And then finally I saw The Storm Chasing and Helen Hunt's character.
Yep.
And I was like, that's what I can be.
I see.
So I went to college where we got college credit to chase tornadoes.
Well, and wow. Ginger, you're such an important voice on our airwaves talking about climate change and what we can be doing and what we need to know about. And the Copernicus Climate Change Service released a report recently that said we had the warmest March on record this year, mm-hmm. which continued a pattern of 10 consecutive hottest months on record. Yeah. How concerning should this be?
It's always concerning when we see how rapidly the Earth is warming. And yes, it has always warmed. We have been in cycles. That's what Earth does. But it's why we're warming. Mm-hmm. It's right. because of emissions, primarily right now. Mm-hmm. And so to see it when we have 2012, when you had a month or two that were the warmest on record, when you have 2016 or 17, I'm forgetting now, you have a month or two, 10 months in a row, we are in unprecedented territory. And it's not just, oh, this tiny bit. On the graphic, you're going a half degree, which is huge when you're looking at the global average temperature. Mm-hmm. So, yes, extremely concerned.
Ginger, next week, ABC News is kicking off a new series for Earth Week called The Power of Us, People, the Climate, and Our Future. Mm-hmm. And you'll be reporting on solar geoengineering. Mm-hmm. Can you break that down for us?
Yes. And so this is something that people misunderstand quite a bit. Basically, we have engineered our atmosphere already by emitting greenhouse gases. Mm-hmm. That has warmed it. What this is saying, and we've known how to do this for a long time, it's just we haven't yet done it, is that we could engineer clouds, put mirrors in space. There are a lot of different ways that we could reflect sunlight to cool us and create kind of a Band-Aid of sorts for the problem. Now, the root of the problem is the carbon dioxide, the methane emissions, the things that we know that are happening. But scientists are very much, and politicians, and are really invested on both sides of this, as to should we start manipulating the Earth to cool it.
We talked yesterday with Jennifer Granholm about this, and we discovered that half of the Republican Party, people who are Republicans, believe that a climate change is a hoax.
And I think that number has gone down, which is good. I think that the science is, hopefully, and the data, which is exactly what we have, there is there's no debate, right? Like, it's not like, what do you believe? That's more about religion.
There's a big generational shift to younger Republicans almost universally believe in climate change.
But you know what? Instead of just saying, oh, there's going to be rain or something, talk about the climate problem.
That's what we do.
She does a lot.
Really do it.
Yeah, that's what we try to do at least one of my hits on Good Morning America, just to bring that the facts about what's actually happening right now, because people need data, right? Like, that's how you get to the base of it. It's not about belief. It's about presenting data, just like I present temperature. Mm-hmm. Same thing,
right? It's not a hoax, right?
No, it is not
a
hoax.
To our viewers, it's not a hoax.
Sure wish it were a hoax. That would be great.
Now, talking about manipulating the weather, when you were last here for Earth Week, you talked about cloud seeding, which we were all really excited about. It's a weather modification technique that improves a cloud's ability to produce rain.
Correct.
I think we were all just so blown away by it. The UAE, though, authorities dispatched cloud seeding planes this week. And on Tuesday, Dubai had the heaviest rain in 75 years, shutting down much of the city. People are blaming it on the cloud seeding.
So when we did our cloud seeding story, we did it domestically, but we also have been in touch with the UAE because they are the leaders in the world of cloud seeding. Mm-hmm. They run 24/7 operations during their wet season. Wow. We learned a lot about what they do and what they don't do. And they're incredibly proud about being the leaders in this. Mm-hmm. In this event specifically, they were not seeding in that area. And cloud seeding is very regional. So it's very much like you can't, and at the bottom of everything, you can't, with cloud seeding, do what happened in Dubai. Okay. That system, that weather system, was very well predicted. There was a blocking pattern
that
was
sticking
it there.
So who are they blaming it on? They're blaming it on Menendez's wife?
We should blame it on the low pressure system that was sitting over them and that was blocked. Now, what I do know will happen, and I know will be one of the factors, they'll go and do an attribution study to see how much our warmer climate has been a part of that. Because warmer air in general, and there's quite a bit of complexity to this, but can hold more moisture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing events all over this country, all over the world, where you would have you know, a half inch or an inch more than what you would have had, it's a big deal when you're talking about the desert.
Mm. And Ginger, another thing you're going to be reporting on next week is the Navajo Nation and their lack of electricity. Can you tell us a little about it?
It floored me. In Navajo Nation, there are still 15,000 homes, estimated 60,000 people that don't have electricity. Mm. The year is 2024.
Wow.
And it's not just because they're rural. They actually live under power lines and have for 60, 70 years. But those power lines were not for them.
What states are these?
This is in northeastern Arizona, where we went with a guy named Brett Isaac. And he has lived in this oppression of being disconnected from the world.
How do they manage?
They manage, and they've adapted. But he
said, like the Amish.
Yeah, and here's the even crazier part. Yeah. His father, his grandfathers, his uncles all lived in the coal plant that fed those power lines that didn't go to their homes.
Well, how do we get them electricity?
Yeah, so Brett's doing it. That's why he started Navajo Power, because he said, I can't do this anymore. Right. And plus, that coal plant shut down. And so he started this solar company, and they're going to have a huge solar field on uranium mines, but also he's going in off-grid solar and bringing it. So we got to go to this woman, Eleanor Paddock's house, and got to see her get electricity for the first time.
Oh.
Beyond turning a light on, beyond having a refrigerator to put your stuff in.
Yeah, there's that.
She was most excited, because she's a substitute teacher, about doing her lesson plans at home, plugging in her laptop.
It's a combo for Jennifer Granholm and also for Deb Haaland, who's the first Native American on the
And cabinet. She definitely knows. And I have to say real quick, there's another layer. It was called the Bennett Freeze. And that was a law until 2009 that essentially blocked electricity from getting to those people. So when we talk about environmental injustice, it's not back in the 1950s and 60s. It's
more recent. Very interesting stuff. Keep going with it.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thanks to Ginger Z, the power of U.S., of us.
This is Sunny Hostin. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/view. Just go to Indeed.com/view right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/view. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I'm looking at this topic, and I think it's boring. So can someone please just drop some topics here?
Oh, the fish.
Okay, Brian has come up with this idea that we just look at these. I pick one, and whatever it is, we have to talk about. We don't know what it is. We have no preparation whatsoever.
This is like when he was in Letterman and Stupid Pet Tricks.
Yes.
Where are the stupid pets?
All right. Okay. A woman wrote into Slate's Dear Prudence column concerned that her boyfriend of 2.5 years is not in love with her. Aw. They've said, I love you to each other, but she asked if he was in love with her. He said he thinks being in love is just butterflies at the beginning of a relationship and doesn't really mean anything, but she's hurt and dissatisfied by his response. Should she be concerned about his feelings for her?
It's not gonna work out.
Yeah.
It's not gonna work
out. You are the doom and gloom
today. I disagree.
Butterflies, I mean, that's kind of lust, I think, and that's, you know, getting to know someone and you're excited. If you've been with someone for 2 years, you know whether or not those feelings are real, that those butterflies were real and that they're sustainable. I mean, I've been married for 25 years. We've been together almost 28 years.
Oh, I don't agree with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I don't, but men are always the best
I've
communicators.
If he's, you've if never gotten butterflies and then didn't marry the guy? Come on.
Yeah, but also, well, if he's been here for
2 years and she's saying
attention
she's
table,
not in love.
Mama's tough. He's 2.5 years and he's there. His actions are speaking louder than his words. Some people, when they say, he's saying, I love you, he's not holding back.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being
okay, let me say this.
Well,
first of all, today, Sunny is like the fairy god monster of broken relationships.
Yeah.
But, sorry. You know, if that's important to her, him articulating, I love you and all those things, it's going to continue being important to her. And so if she's not getting that, she's not going to get it in 4 years or in 40 years. That may be a problem. And if they're only girlfriend and boyfriend now, if it's not working for her, mama, get out.
But this sounds like...
Oh, go ahead.
Well, you love a lot of people in your life. I love friends of mine. Mm-hmm. I love my husband, but I'm in love with my husband. I actually do think it's a different
thing. How long are you married?
Coming on 3 years. But I do think you have to be in love with the person. If at 2 years you're not, it's a red flag.
But he's
way you're making it.
But you guys, he's saying the term in love, is that the butterflies?
It's not going to work
I disagree.
Out.
I think this is a communication issue. He's been there for 2.5 years. He tells her he loves her. If their life is good, do not
for the
run.
Butterflies to flutter
yeah,
away.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, like, we all know that comes on the beginning. I think the man is understanding, well, in love, does that mean like that heated beginning
but some
part?
Some people don't articulate emotions. You know, not
yeah,
everybody
men.
Is.
That's my point here, okay, is but they don't always
and
understand.
If that's a problem for you, you can't marry a cold man, because you're going to be
marry a woman.
He's not
but
cold.
I think
he marry a Latino.
Yeah,
that's right.
I want my husband to look at me the way my dog Bernie looks at me.
He's passing gas.
Can I have a piece of bread, please? Okay, I want to announce this. The new ABC News Studios documentary, Sins of the Parents, explores the shocking case of James and Jennifer Crumbly, the first parents in U.S. history to be charged for a mass shooting caused by their errant child. Sins of the Parents is now streaming only on Hulu. I want to watch that.
Yeah.
Because that is a game changer in this country.
Yeah.
We'll see how fast these parents leave the guns around now. I'm going to go to jail, too. We'll be right back. The talented actor Corey Stoll from shows like Billions and House of Cards and Marvel's Ant-Man franchise. Now he's back on the Broadway stage opposite Sarah Paulson in the critically acclaimed play Appropriate. Please welcome the talented Corey Stoll. This is your first time here.
It is. Thank you for having me.
Does it feel like exciting for you?
It is. Yeah.
Give him a chance to gauge it afterwards in the beginning.
Now, being surrounded by all these women and everything.
I enjoy that. But,
this is your first time here, but I hear that you grew up around this studio. You're an Upper West Side guy, huh?
Yeah. I grew up on 79th. To high school, LaGuardia, right down the block.
And you've been in so many things over the years, and you say you can actually usually tell which role a fan is approaching you for. How do you do that?
Well, often, if it's a younger woman or a gay man, it's often girls.
Oh,
yes.
House of Cards?
House of Cards sends a book
across. I haven't gotten over your parting in House of Cards.
Yeah,
Corey,
that's fan profiling what you're doing.
Well, you mentioned Ant-Man. We had your Ant-Man co-star Michael Douglas on earlier this week, and he said that he hoped that his character would be killed off in a dramatic way in the fourth installment. Now, you know something about that. Your character, MODOK, actually did get an epic death scene. But have we really seen the last of him? You never know in the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
No.
It's the multiverse.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I would always enjoy to come back, but I loved my death. It was
fun. Love to die.
In an epic way.
In an epic way, right?
I've had a lot of great deaths.
Well,
not everyone can say that.
Yeah.
Good for you.
For those unfamiliar, MODOK's appearance is a little unusual, and I understand that that the internet was a bit divided over the appearance, but you actually met the original MODOK and had strong feelings about it. Can you tell us about that?
When we showed, MODOK was going to be all CGI, and then we showed up on set and they had a full-scale mock-up version of what MODOK would look like as me. And I got to meet him and I was...
Look at that.
Yeah, I'm so delighted. If you look at my face, I'm in love.
Now, you and your wife, Nadia, have an 8-year-old son, and he's a fan of your Marvel work, but there's more to this story.
Is he a fan?
Well, he hasn't seen it, but he's seen all the toys, and I think he thinks he's seen it.
So he has all the stuff, but you haven't shown him the work.
Well, I'm waiting for him to I don't want to force it on
no,
him.
No, no, no.
But
plus, there's an epic death scene in it.
Yeah, I think he'd handle that part.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. What were you into at that age? Like, what were you like as an 8-year-old?
Ah, geez, I don't know. I was into whatever was in front of me. I was pretty easygoing.
We just had a meteorologist on who always knew she wanted to be a meteorologist. Did you have such a thing when you were a little child?
I did not. I remember. Well, I went to PS 87, right here, and there was this whole program that the opera came and did a musical. They would have the kids write it, and I remember, you could either be a writer or a stage manager or a set designer or an actor, and my teacher said, you should be an actor. And I was like, absolutely not.
Oh,
that's
really?
For, show-offs, arrogant people. I want to be a stage manager.
Yeah.
And but then they made me audition, and I got my first laugh.
So now, do you think actors are show-off and arrogant? Now that you know a lot of them?
Just like everybody else, there are arrogant people and there are humble.
So once you got that first laugh, then you were hooked, weren't
yes.
you?
It was a drug.
So talking about great actors, last night I went to see your play, which is on Broadway, Appropriate, and it was unbelievable. It was terrific. I have to tell you. I came in this morning, I told Joy, you've got to go see it. Yeah. It's really down her alley. It felt like therapy to me. And I think anybody with who doesn't have a perfect family will really find it relatable. It's about three estranged and strange siblings who reunite after their father's death to clear out his old plantation home in Arkansas. And they find some very dark secrets. I'm not going to reveal them. And tell us about it, though. What is it like for you to play this role and to be on this show?
It really is a privilege to be a part of this cast. Mm. Everybody is so perfectly cast for their role and so game and so funny and so good. Sarah Paulson is just brilliant, and she makes all of our jobs so much easier. Mm-hmm. I used to sort of amp myself up to go on stage, and then I realized as soon as I step on stage, whatever Sarah is throwing at me, all I have to do is react to it, and I'm there.
It's ironic because it's dark and it's heavy, but it's funny. I mean, I found myself laughing at parts that were rather inappropriate. But
and I think that's a lot of the joy of going to that play is there's this incredible catharsis. You have a whole theater together laughing at something that nobody ever thought they would be laughing at, and it is an incredible sense of.
Right.
Of relief and togetherness.
Well, the play does explore some pretty heavy subjects, themes of generational racism, anti-Semitism, and privilege through the lens of this family. And it's set in the year 2011. Why is that significant? And what kind of conversations did you have during rehearsals about these really difficult themes?
Well, it's interesting. The play was written in around 2011 and originally had a productions then, and now it's the first time on Broadway. And when we first started rehearsal, we thought, okay, well, the way people are reacting to these things feels maybe a little dated, maybe after George Floyd, after Black Lives Matter, after Trump, after the pandemic, people are more sensitive.
Yeah.
And so we consciously said it in the past. But I think a lot of the audience doesn't really even register that it's a period piece.
I don't know.
And it was actually in some ways really, you know, sobering to see how little we've actually changed, despite these big social movements.
Interesting. Well, we had your co-star Sarah Paulson here recently, who's absolutely fabulous, and she said to prepare for this role and channel that sort of intensity, she modeled herself after a Real Housewife. I wanted to know if there was anyone you found inspiration from, and you're a lot more. It's a little bit different than her energy, I understand.
Yeah. I'm the proverbial dad in this in this piece. And I saw this short clip of a bunch of dads outside of a Taylor Swift concert waiting to pick up their daughters. And they all just had this stance. It was either hands on the hips or hands on the, you know, folded like that, that were just trying to telegraph to everybody around them that they were still men, despite they were in this parking lot waiting outside of...
That's like guys waiting in the, you know, for their wives at the mall.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
And so we went from the outside in there.
Oh, very nice.
Corey, thanks for coming by. Yeah. I hope you come again. Yes. You had it one time. You need to come back at least one more time.
Anytime.
And you're working all the time. You always have a project to push.
Yeah.
Our thanks to Corey Stoll. You can catch Appropriate at the Velasco Theater right here in New York City through June 23rd.
Monday, let's Feel Good Friday about a shopping spree that helps protect the planet. We partner with vendors for half-off eco-friendly items, and all you have to do to get them is point your cell phone camera at the QR code on the screen, but it's only while supplies last. So let's get shopping with Retta Monahan.
I love Earth Day.
Surround yourself with vibrant color and fun.
Beautiful
with
bag.
These designs from Neighbor Goods. Get it? So
Neighbor
cute.
Goods.
Now these are oversized tote bags, obviously, that you can carry your daily essentials, go shopping with style and ease. Way more stylish and beautiful than disposable plastic. Now, the dish towels you grabbed are great.
Yeah.
Those are actually dyed with an eco-friendly water-based ink.
Of course they
you
are.
Get all this gore. And guess what it is? It's unbleached, 100% unbleached flour sack cotton.
Oh.
So cool, right? Now, I also love the sponge. The sponge is great.
Yeah, I use these.
You can actually use it as both a paper towel replacement and
really?
A sponge, which makes it great.
And it picks up so much.
Super absorbent. Now, these bright deals get it. Start at
$350. Oh.
You're going to save a ton of money. All right.
I'm fascinated by this.
I know. You went right to it like me. Save time in the kitchen, which I just love because I do not like the kitchen, honestly. But this is actually any day. And this is an everyday set. These are plastic-free, y'all. And
I love it so
save
good.
A microwave, dishwasher, freezer, and oven.
This is amazing.
Now, you're getting a set today. So you have two shallow and two deep with tops that come today.
Wow.
And I cook everything from veggies to grains, one-pot meals, soups even, breakfast, dessert, and then just store it. And they store really easily like
this. In the freezer.
Yeah. Yes.
Love
save 50% on this set.
So
you can
nice.
Throw everything else out. I told Whoopi about these this morning.
Oh.
Now,
these
comfortable,
are cute.
Comfortable footwear
exactly
from Free Waters. Do you know this brand, Sarah?
I haven't heard of Free Waters.
Okay, so they're made from quality materials for maximum durability and to create
less
waste.
Oh, they're comfortable.
They create less waste at every
Cinderella.
Cycle of the supply chain, so they're really doing it. But check her out, how cute. Now, go demonstrate.
Yes!
Now, they have a high energy return. Do you feel that?
Yes,
way more comfortable,
fantastic.
Greater rebound
yeah.
than traditional foam sandals. That's why I told Whoop about them, too.
Yeah.
And with every purchase, you're going to love this. The company supports clean water in all of the grassroots projects that it helps.
Love
you
it.
Can choose from a variety of sandals and slides, men and women. Yay,
oh, I
50%
love
off.
It.
Now,
love it.
We have to show you this. This is called Not a Bag. And
wait.
Not a Bag emerged as a really
it can be a backpack.
Solution to a very specific real life problem. You guys know this. Tote
backpack?
Bags are impractical on a bike for
they
your
are.
Kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you pull it out.
So you can use this both ways because this emerged from a design that eventually became
that's
the
brilliant.
Original patented
So bad, either way, same bag.
Hybrid.
Wow.
Wear it both ways.
That is brilliant.
How brilliant. So whether you're walking or riding, you've got your bag. You don't have to switch out. All
and
fabrics
here. And it comes in this little tiny thing?
Yes. Sustainable. And you use this for your reusable bags, too. Get rid of the single-use plastic.
Oh, this is amazing.
50% on a huge assortment. Gorgeous designs from Not a Bag. All right, now. You're gonna love this, Sunny. This is actually protective garden and outdoor apparel.
Yeah.
And it's
this has Sunny
defense.
Written all over
oh
it.
Oh my gosh, you can garden.
Now this is built for comfort.
Look at that.
And it's built to protect you. And I know, Sunny, you love to be outdoors. I love to be outdoors.
I do.
This is all about protection, you guys.
Look at
these
that.
Protective sleeves make you scratch resistant.
Yes.
It's gonna protect. It also protects from irritation and sunburns.
I love it.
But it's also moisture
this
wicking.
Is good.
And you guys, the fabric is UPF 50 plus.
Oh, the
so
only
no
way to go.
Sunspot. Yep. Sunspot. Now I also brought the hats.
The hats are brilliant with the back.
All
drop down.
SPF.
Yeah.
Protects like the hair. Major rating, okay? Head, neck, you've got to protect everything here.
Yep.
Whole collection is 50% off, and it's unisex.
I like it.
Okay. Now, my son Rio made me promise to bring him one of these.
Aww.
Now, if you love animals,
Follow.
You're going to love
seen this.
Follow.
Yes.
They partner with nonprofits, and they work to protect all the endangered species. So,
Aww.
Pairing bracelets with the ability to track your favorite animal through the wild with their interactive map. So,
oh,
my
and
kid
you just
went
click
nuts.
On a QR code.
My friends love these, and they
yes.
wear them as a stack in their sack.
These are adorable.
The official partners are the Sea Turtle Conservancy,
yep.
Save the Elephant. Elephants, Polar Bears International, Global Penguin Society. Every animal you love just about is here that's endangered. And you can choose these beaded bracelets. And guess what? They start at just $8.50.
Oh, I love that.
Amazing gift.
I love that,
Greta. I'm getting the teachers.
Thank you so much. The clock is ticking. You have 24 hours to get these amazing deals at viewyourdeal.com. And members of the audience are going home with gifts from Any Day, Follow, and Farmers Defense. We'll be right back.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
So that's our show. Have a great weekend. Have a great day. Have a great anything you want. Take a little time to enjoy the view.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers Group Text Podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.